Welcome, everybody, to episode 560 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Breakman. Eric RPG is on assignment this week. He's really sick, so he can't make the show. But Breakman, how are you, man?
I'm freaking out right now, dude. I'm looking everywhere and I can't find it.
Find what?
Shit!
There
we go.
Whew. Man, somebody almost stole Breakman's cowbell, man. Holy shit. That would have been a crisis. I don't know if we could have done the show without the cowbell.
I'm on the damn floor. I'm looking all over the table. Like, where is it? I need to clean this table. It's got to be somewhere.
Exactly, man. Well, I'm glad you found the cowbell, man. And I'm glad the cowbell's in full effect. Because I think we're going to need the cowbell as third host this week. Since
Yeah, the cowbell's going to read the first news story. All right, cowbell.
Wow, that was a special news story for sure. I think though, because I don't have the cowbell translator working, Breakman, I'll have to do the first news story. Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's fine.
All right, let's go to the first news story. I see. Oh, Freak 5 is in there. Freak, let us know if you can hear us, man. That was the final thing, but we're getting into the news now. Comes to us from RPG site. What's that? What's that, Break?
He said hello. I said howdy doody.
Howdy doody. All right. First news story from RPGsite.net. Mario & Luigi RPG developer Alpha Dream files for bankruptcy. Wow. So the proceedings...
Oh, no. The Mario Brothers are broke.
Yeah. Well, the Mario Brothers, one of the companies that works on Mario.
Never mind.
So
they got tons of gold coins.
That's yeah, right. These proceedings begin. This is kind of sad news, man, because they're a good RPG maker for sure. Proceedings began in Tokyo District Court on October 1st. Alpha Dream was founded as a video game developer in 2000, originally as Alpha Star, whose early games included titles such as Tomato Adventure and Hamtaro series games. They would go on to partner with Nintendo and release the first Mario & Luigi game, Superstar Saga. I don't know if you remember that one, Break, but that was a pretty decent game.
Yeah, I never played it, but there are a million Hamtaros. So that's kind of big.
Yeah. Studio's most notable recent title was Mario & Luigi Bowser's Inside Story and Bowser Jr.'s Journey, which released for the 3DS earlier this year, but the reported sales afterward were especially poor. I do remember those games not selling great, and that probably did them in. But the Yahoo article cites slowing revenues, heightening development costs, and deficit settlements in recent years have placed the studio in a position where it cannot continue its business as is. As of March 2018, the total debt is reported to be about 465 million yen, which I'm guessing is probably... What's that?
Like $5.
Yeah, like $5.
Man, we can get them out of this debt.
I know,
no,
we should buy this company, Breakman. You know, so... Freak 5 is exiled. He's in fine form. He says he would rather hear the cowbell than me. Sometimes I agree with you, Freak 5. So you're not alone in that. So now the Mario & Luigi RPG series, like, it's kind of in flux. So, you know, there it is.
All right, Nintendo will just find a new developer.
Yeah, I'm sure they will, but this is sad. Like,
yeah, but I'm just saying, like, Nintendo. Most people aren't going to really know the difference. They're just going to see a new Mario RPG, and it's still going to have the Nintendo logo on it.
Yeah, that's true too, man. You know, hopefully there'll be another company that can, you know, hook up with Nintendo and keep the series going. So that would be the preference. So, all right, Breakman, what do we have next?
Coming to us live from RPG site, Broken Roads is a Fallout, like, post-apocalyptic CRPG set in the Australian outback. Founded by veterans from development studios such as Riot and Ubisoft, Drop Bear Bites. Okay.
Drop Bear Bites. I love it.
Yes, yes, and it's a play on the word bites. You know, it's not like bites as in you get bit by a bear. It's bites and megabytes, but it's after a bear, so it's, you know. Never mind. Anyway, Drop Bear Bites clearly draws inspiration from a classic Fallout game, putting an Australian twist on things. So, good night, Mike. As a Scrobbot developer, Broken Roads tells the story of a group of companions as they make their way across Western Australia, encountering new friends, overcoming terrible enemies, and uncovering a mystery behind ever strange happenings in the Never Never. The hell's another Never?
You know, Breakman, not to interrupt your story, I so wish that they mentioned knives in this story so you could do the whole, you know, Crocodile Dundee thing.
You know. It's not a knife. This is a knife.
There you go.
The game's key mechanic is called Moral Compass. To take on a morality system, dialogue options and quest decisions can be influenced by and contribute to a character's philosophical leanings. This leaning can alter available choices as well as open up something called moral taint.
Moral taint? What? Wait a minute. This is, has to be...
traits.
Oh, I thought you said taint.
That's actually what I did say. So let me start that sentence over again. This leaning can alter available choices as well as open up something called moral traits, which seem to act like passive feats.
I like moral taint better, man.
Yes, we need some moral taints, that's for sure. back to here's the story. Born of a love for traditional role-playing, computer role-playing Broken Roads is an upcoming isometric post-apocalyptic RPG promoting a rich, engaging narrative and an all-new morality system. Using fixed cameras, hand-drawn isometric props, and environments, the game will allow players to experience a ravaged future and a story of survival, introspective, and community as they make their way across an isolated, desolated... I'm getting peanut gallery feedback over here. I gotta stop. And make their way across...
Mrs. Breakman had enough. That's the translation there.
All new post-apocalyptic setting, unique morality system influencing dialogue, quest, and character development. Authentic Australian locations and environments. Blend of traditional original RPG mechanics, up to 6 party members, turn-based tactical combat, hand-drawn artwork, and a content-rich and densely crafted world.
I think we've talked about this game before, Breakman, but it looks really nice. It looks good. It really does.
Sounds good, too.
Very detailed.
Moral choices and stuff like that's always fun.
Yeah, and the moral taints, that's what I'm waiting for.
Moral taints are the best.
See, I'm waiting for the sequel that has immoral taints. That's the one that you got to wait for. Freak 5's going for a record exile today. He's exiled because he says he's at Red Lobster eating endless shrimp while he listens.
Is he playing us for the staff?
Jesus Christ, that would be awesome.
Other people in the, they're in there eating their food and they're like, who the hell are, what the, turn this shit off.
He's like doing it like John Cusack in that movie with the speaker over his head, like playing RP Grinders in the middle of a Red Lobster. That'd be awesome. He also says Frank's impersonation of Crocodile Dundee is Frank walking up to a drag queen and grabbing the drag queen's junk. How dare you? Freak 5, that's actually not true, unless the drag queen's really hot, then, you know, then maybe we'll talk. But anyways, Broken Roads looks good. I might look forward to playing this, Breakman. It looks slightly different. It looks gorgeous, like it's real pretty. So too bad it's just on PC for now, but you know, they always come to the other systems, so you know. Hopefully we get it soon.
No, you are inappropriate for my kids to hear. I have an earbud in my ear.
How dare you, Freak 5? We are a very family-friendly show.
Sure the fuck we are, man.
All right, let's go to the next story. Speaking of family-friendly, I don't know how family-friendly this is. I just didn't have a transition. Kadokawa Games reveals Metal Max Xeno Reborn for PS4 and Nintendo Switch. So... the 30th anniversary in 2021, it's going to be Metal Max Xeno Reborn. So there you go. PlayStation 4, Switch. There's some screenshots, which I can kind of show you here. I guess it's just a reboot of Metal Max Xeno, if anybody's ever played that game. So there you go. That's the story. And we're sticking to it.
The Metal Max? I mean, is this a trend of games? Was there a metal game?
You know, Eric would know more. See, that's why Eric is so vital to the show. But the combat dog Pochi, which appeared in many past Metal Max games, so there's your answer, Breakman. But not Xeno, makes its return here. Random battle encounters are also going to be replaced with groups of monsters that will roam the field. I think the era of random battles are completely over. I don't think that there are very many games that are going to be doing that anymore. I think what was one of the first? I think it was Xenosaga that really had like the enemies on screen that you kind of like saw. That might have been one, and maybe not the first, but one of the first games to do that. So I think we talked about that before, Breakman. That's a kind of a nice addition because, you know, those old school, like, 8-bit games that, like, every 2 seconds you're, like, getting into a fucking random battle and it gets to be too tedious, you know, a little bit. Eric's in chat. He says there's stuff about Xeno 2 and Code Zero 2, so... I didn't see that in this story.
You should press the Code Zero also.
Oh, here we go. Here's,
that's kind of like just awkward.
Here's the other stuff. If I continue reading, they kind of hid these. But second project.
Sorry, your grammar. I was.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
You're a son of a bitch.
I blame the alcohol and Frank.
Yeah, just blame me. I blame Eric for not being on the show. So Metal Max Xeno Reborn 2. Which is also coming in 2020. It will be a brand new title that goes west from where the first Reborn game took place with hard and survival as the game's theme. So there's that. And then the third project was Code Zero. So there's not a lot on that, but it will go back to the first Metal Max game released on the NES and reconstruct the series from its origin point. So there you go. So I got it all in, Eric. See, Eric was yelling at me because I didn't mention those. But Freak 5 is exiled again. So like I said, he's going for record. He says, I would rather hear the baby one table over start crying again than hear Frank. So exiled, son of a bitch. All right, Breakman.
I don't even have to edit these. You're actually saying exactly what he's saying. I don't know what to say about that.
Well, you should, like, this should be like reverse day. And you should say, that's not what he said, and then make up a bunch of shit, you know. All right, Break, what do we got next?
Coming to us live from RPG site, Super Robot Wars X, or 10, I don't know, I don't give a shit, will be available for Switch and PC, Steam, in Japan and Asia on January 10th. Nandai Bamco has revealed, oh yeah, skip this paragraph, Jesus Christ, skip this one too. These ports will include all bonus scenarios that were sold as TLC in the original PlayStation 4 and Vita releases. While there are no plans to bring these games to North America or Europe, those in the West who are interested in playing this game should be able to port in the official Asian English version, which is available in Southeast Asia on the PS4 Vita and soon Switch as well. What's a Vita?
Yeah,
however, the PS4 release, unfortunately, might not be easily available for Western players, as the Steam page for Super Robot Wars V, I'm going to call it V just to be annoying, is still region locked to East and Southern Southeast Asia as of the writing. Yes, I know Roman numerals. I'm being annoying or dick or whatever you want to call me. You can watch.
You're being Freak by Chaos?
Oh, that was a cheap shot. You can watch an official English trailer for Super Robot Wars X right below. I'm going with X because that's
it's looking really good, Break. I know you probably can't see the video that's going on right now, but man, they're doing a really good job with this. So hopefully we get it over here, man. That would
Probably not. We don't really. We've only got like a couple of Super Robot Wars games, haven't we?
Yeah, Eric would know
more. Licensing issues.
Yeah, Eric would know more about that. But I believe you're right. There were some licensing issues with a couple of them and whatnot. But they're pretty, man. This one that I'm looking at, they did a really good job with it. I wouldn't mind playing. I'm not big on mech games and stuff like that, but this looks interesting. I love the art style, like anime kind of styling, you know, stylistically.
I wish we did more crossovers like that in the West. Like,
yep.
This is like Japanese developers, games like this, and like the Shonen Jump game where it's got like Naruto and Goku and all those other characters, stuff like that. Like, why don't we get any games like that? We've talked so many times about like how awesome we think a horror fighting game would be.
Yes, yes.
You're like Pinhead versus Freddy and stuff like that.
Yes.
How come we don't get any more get crossovers like that? Come on.
I don't know.
What's up with this?
Welcome to chat, Angel of Light. I always want to say flight because it sort of looks like flight. Maybe it is flight. Angel of Flight. But I think it's Angel of Light. And Bloodluster, welcome back. I don't know if you're gentlemen or gentlewomen, but welcome on in. I'm Breakman. Freak5 says, every time Frank exiles me, I will tell Mrs. Freak to leave our server an extra percent on his tip. Oh boy, he's going to have 100% tip. Man, that server is going to be rich tonight.
His meal, suddenly she's like, wait, no, sir, you gave me too much.
A server saying that to somebody, that'd be so funny. He also says new season of Big Mouth is out. I still have to finish season 2. Freak 5.
Yes, you must catch up.
Yeah, I
know what I'll
up.
Be doing this weekend.
Yeah, it's a good show. I love that show. The Hormone Monstrous is awesome, and so is the Hormone Monster, but whatever.
I love the monsters. Yes,
yeah.
Maury's definitely my favorite because, you know, he's inappropriate in all the right ways.
Exactly. Free Five says he's
brings
been...
his pet dicks with him and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. He's been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine this week. I've seen a couple episodes. That show's fairly funny. All right, let's move on to the next story from Siliconera. Code Realize future blessings will come to the Nintendo Switch next spring. So it's building up its Atome library. One of the many titles heading this way is Code Realize. I just mentioned that. Jesus Christ. Axis Games confirmed it will localize it. Its first fan disc, too. In spring 2020, the collection of epilogues and side stories will appear on the system. Original game will appear on the Nintendo Switch in February 2020. Unlike Code Realize Guardian of Rebirth, Future Blessings contains stories that both do and don't allow you to make choices that alter the course of the story. There are, quote, date stories for Lupin, Frankenstein, Impy, Saint Germain, and Van Helsing, which have no choices, and a Lupin's Gang's original story, where you don't get to make any decisions. However, the new routes for Finnish and Herlock Sholmes, play on Sherlock Holmes, obviously, both allow you to decide on Cardia's actions and see different endings. So there you go. Future Blessings will come spring 2020. It is immediately available on the PS4 and that system that we never talk about, the Vita. So there you go. That's the story.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, there you go.
No, the Vita. I've heard of it.
Let's see. Freak 5 says, you've heard of the Vita? Like, what's that? I've never heard of it. Is that a new system coming out, Break, that we don't know of?
No, I said I heard of it. I didn't say I knew anything about it.
Oh, okay. You have inside knowledge?
Some of those
knowledge?
Things, like, I overheard people talking.
Ah, I gotcha. Our server is awesome already, planning to give him a good tip. You should always give
him. Okay, fine. A friend told me that he overheard somebody else talking.
So, Breakman, real quick question. What do you tip? Like, when you – even the worst service, what do you tip? Like, do you tip no matter what?
If it's bad service – like, I've had a server actually insult me and stuff.
Yeah.
She didn't get shit.
Okay. I've never had a server insult me, but even when I get bad service, I still leave minimum 10%. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just something in me that doesn't allow me. But if somebody insulted me, I think I would be the same. But
like this server was crazy. Like she insulted me and my friends when I came in. She didn't get us the drinks. Instead, she went over to the counter and started doing her homework. And we're like, after a while, like, well, could we have our drinks? I'm trying to do something over here. Like she started freaking out on us.
Wow.
Stuff like that.
Wow. Not bad. Not good. Not good.
Yeah, definitely the worst service I've ever experienced in my life. And I've had stuff spilled on me before.
So. Yeah, that tip that'll happen from time to time for sure. I mean, but most times that's like accident, you know. So, freak says I tip at 18%, raise or lower according to the service. See, I do like 20%, and then I go down or up from there, you know, depending on what. So that seems about right, Freak Five. That seems about right. All right, Breakman. Let's hope we can get another tip from this next story.
It's Silicon Era, coming to us live from there. Players will be able to suffer like G did in upcoming The House of the Dead 1 and 2 remake.
Oh, you remember that? Suffer like G did instead of I? Like, you know, that misspelling? You don't remember that, do you, Breakman?
I don't remember that edit, or that error, no. I played The House of the Dead games, but I wasn't paying attention to anything that was going on as far as story. I'm just shooting shit. Earlier they remixed The House of the Dead and House of the Dead 2 were announced by Forever Entertainment. Those are the working titles. Okay, so it's not going to be Typing of the Dead?
I love that game. That is one of the most underrated games ever, Typing of the Dead. Love that game.
No platforms and release dates were announced, so well, then why are we talking about this?
It's a non-story.
Yeah, like we've got nothing. We're working on it. Okay, yeah. There you go, story.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. There is something interesting later on, though. It says that it's the same developer that's developing Panzer Dragoon. That's pretty good.
Oh, so wait, they're already making other games, so they're not even on this one yet. They're gonna get this one eventually.
Yeah, they might have gotten the license and
This is the most non-story we've ever had.
Yeah, let's move on. Next story comes to us. This is definitely not a non-story. This comes to us from Silicon Era. Yo-Kai Watch 4++ announced for PS4, Switch, releases
for
in
overweight people?
Yeah, plus. Releases in Japan. So perfect for Freak 5. Releases in Japan on December 5th, 2019. So there's updated versions of Yo-Kai Watch 4 with the new Yo-Kai, new areas, multiplayer, and other bonuses. And then there's a look at the cover art, which looks kind of nifty. It's kind of got like one of those retro portrait type feels to it. Anybody that's played the Yo-Kai Watch series kind of knows the art style. Kind of cutesy, you know, type deal. So there you go. It'll go
These are for younger crowds.
Yeah. It'll go for 6,480 yen plus tax in Japan. Those with Yo-Kai Watch 4 can also upgrade for 1650 yen. So it supports traditional and simplified Chinese language support. Physical version of the game comes with the Jibanyan and Jinpai Y Metal, and the digital version includes S-Rank Yo-Kai Demona. So there's some nifty little bonuses for you. Multiplayer has also been improved with local connectivity and online multiplayer for up to 4 players in the Pura Pura Busters mode. So there you go. And then there's a new boss, looks like. Sproink is its name. Nobasetanon, I guess, is the name of that. And there's a location. Really pretty artwork, for sure. New map. And then some pretty artwork. It actually looks really good for like kind of a cutesy art style. So
I want to know where they came up with names like what was that? Pura Pura and Sproink. Where do you get these names?
You're talking about Japanese here, man. They come up with the wackiest name. I love it. I love that aspect of Japanese culture.
I like that name.
All right. Sproink. Yeah, exactly. All right. Last story, Breakman.
I'm going to kick your ass, Sproink. Sproink you will. Coming to us live from Silicon Era. The Dragula lost to the Mega Man event. Wait.
Dragalia.
So this has nothing to do with Rob Zombie then.
No, it doesn't. But a nice...
Well, Mega Man's still involved, so I'm still interested.
Yeah, there you go.
Dragalia lost Mega Man event. We'll begin in November 2019 and let you recruit Mega Man. That's pretty much the entire story. I know you've wrote like paragraphs here, but it seems like you've answered all of it right there.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and read the rest of it. Back when the Dragalia Lost Mega Man crossover event was announced during the September... No, who cares? Now the official website was revealed the date. which I just said. Like the adventures encountered during raid events, Mega Man will start out as a temporarily Mega Man will start out as a temporary Dragalia Lost party member. If you max out his friendship during the events, he will be part of your party permanently. He'll have the same sort of attacks and moves as he does in the game, right down to the death animation. That's cool. His exact moveset has not been announced. You just said what his moveset was. during the Mega Man Dragalia Lost event, Udin and his party will join up with the Blue Bomber to fight against Great Worms after someone from Mega Man's world finds their way into Dragalia Lost. By participating, you'll be able to get new items, weapons, and worm prints. Also, as is common with such events, there will be new music. However, this music will be Mega Man related.
That's actually really cool for all the Mega Man fans out there. Yeah. So, yeah, there you go. The more Mega Man, the better, right, Breakman? I know you're a huge, huge fan of Mega Man. So there you go.
Down, even though Rob Zombie's not involved, I'm still sounds good, man.
You're still down.
Even though there's no Dracula and any of that.
Yeah, none of that nonsense at all. All right, let's move on to.
I don't think so. Homie, don't play that.
Okay, there's some homie discounts. There's plenty on the PlayStation. I didn't get a chance to look at the other two, but usually they're mild compared to what PlayStation offers. I don't know why that is. I'm not, you know, trying to be biased towards PlayStation, but you know, PlayStation Store always has sales. But this is huge news. PlayStation Now price drops in every region. So I'm trying to see in Canada for our Canadian listener. Subscription is now $12.99 a month, $34.99 a quarter, or $79.99 a year.
Take that, your great economy.
Yeah, exactly. Europe, yep, the subscription is now €9.99 a month, $24.99 a quarter, or $59.99 per year. Japan, it's now 1,180 yen a month, $29.80 a quarter, $69.80 per year. Used to be $2,500 per month and $5,900 per year, or I'm sorry, per quarter. United States subscription is now $9.99 a month, $24.99 a quarter, or $59.99 per year. Used to be $19.99, $44.99, and $99.99. So that's.
Holy.
Yeah, it was expensive, but they offered a lot. But they, I didn't think they were super competitive with what Microsoft was doing. Microsoft, this gets it more in line with what Microsoft was doing.
Man, some countries you really have to be rich to be a gamer.
Yeah, for sure. So, it's actually good news. In addition, Sony confirmed four games that will be available January 2nd. People can now play God of War, Grand Theft Auto 5. Infamous Second Son and Uncharted: A Thief's End. So there you go.
And it's half price now. I mean, that's the fucking good deal.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper now than what it was. So it's more like a 40-45% discount. So that's it's definitely good news, man. I think that's good news. All right, do we have anything in Dear Breakman this week?
You know what? Let me check. I haven't looked since earlier when there was nothing there and I was crying.
Freak says, I am sure there are other games I want to play, but I have wanted now to play Tokyo Jungle. So there you go. Did you have anything?
Actually, I did forget. Wyland on Twitter sent us an answer to a question we were asking last week.
Hold on. Let me do your intro, man. I haven't been able to play that in a long time, Breakman.
I know, but
so.
It's not actually a Dear Breakman question. It's just a comment. He was answering a question for us.
That's okay.
And we should have played the theme for him.
Yeah, I'll come up with a different Wyland theme. All right, what you got?
So, at Johnny Wufei on Twitter said that the price isn't too shabby, and what he sent us was a link to the price of the Neo Geo Pocket, the arcade stick we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
They are $129.99 a piece.
That's not terrible. I mean, you know.
I mean, for what it offers, I think that's a reasonable price. The only thing that sucks is you need two of them. So, I mean, honestly, it's $260. But, I mean, if you're really somebody who's just playing by yourself, $130 isn't bad.
Yeah, yeah. But who plays fighting games by themselves, man? I mean, that's...
But somebody who used to play those Neo Geo games now, and they don't have friends anymore.
I guess, man. Well, you never had friends to begin with, Breakman, so that might be perfect for you. You know, I'm just saying. All right, anything on Dear Breakman?
No.
No. All right, let's move on to... Oh, Freak 5 says we need a freak intro. Maybe, Freak 5, maybe. I've been thinking about doing, like, special things for people that are in chat or send us questions, and that might be something that that I do, like, little sound bites for people. So I'm trying to... do a lot of things, like I mentioned earlier before.
Blackmail, bribery.
Yeah, blackmail and bribery always works. But no, I've been thinking about like doing special things for the people that have supported the show for over the years. So it's something that I am thinking about, and I might be doing soon. I actually got something in the works for a new intro and outro. I'm just waiting on something right now. So. Look for that in the future. I know I promised that this week, but I'm basically waiting for permission on those things. But anyways, let's move on. Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman.
Really? They do? Cool. What? Freak's like, I am a black male. What?
Well, you.
I don't think you understood what I was saying.
Freak 5 is black? Wait a minute. And male? Wait a minute. Is this the same person? Anyways, go ahead.
So anyway, mostly I've been playing the Master Chief Collection. It's a good time still. Nothing new or exciting to say.
Yeah, yeah. The Halo's always been a really fun arcadey game, man. Like that. I mean, I think without Halo, where would Microsoft be right now with their
gaming?
Yeah.
There's just so much content in this game. I can be playing forever. Really, just playing for the story right now, and I'm still in the second game.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're gonna add. They still haven't even added Reach yet. They've got the third one. They've got 4 and ODST are all in there.
That's awesome.
And they're gonna add Reach at some point. So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is good. That's good
stuff. Oh, and I do love playing the multiplayer maps. Just let me say, whoever decided to put a flamethrower on Sidewinder is my new best friend.
There you go.
I just love following people around and just catching them on fire. They're like, what the fuck? Why am I on fire? I love playing those old maps. Like, man, how much fun I used to have just fucking around on like that, on Sidewinder. That's just mess around with people on the internet and stuff. And
I used to play like local, like everybody would get their Xboxes and hook them up. You know how they used to be able to do that?
Yeah.
It's fun times.
I did those LAN parties when I had a store. Like I'd get a bunch of TVs. Kids would come in. There's no room in the store, but it'd be completely packed.
Yeah. For sure.
We'd still be playing like 16 player games in a packed room. Like, okay.
Yep.
4 Xboxes, 4 people playing on each. All right, let's do this.
Yeah, exactly, man. I haven't been playing much. I played a very tiny bit of Talos Principle. I had a busy week. I went to the Ghost concert. I've had insurance issues, which I'll be talking about a little bit later. Did play MPQ a little bit as well. So that's pretty much everything that I've been playing. So let's move on.
RP Grinders reviews.
Yeah. Well, mostly because Eric isn't here and he usually plays like 10 games. You know,
I know he's got. He usually does dominate the review section. Yeah. We've got like one apiece, and he's got like, enough to keep the segment going for a while.
Yeah. Well, we're on to reviews. Breakman, did you have a review this week?
Actually, I can review something.
Okay.
There's a show me and you everybody's seen and. Definitely you and me disagree on it. The Walking Dead.
Yes.
I quite enjoy The Walking Dead, and you've criticized it nonstop.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
The Walking Dead will be coming back this coming Sunday, but in its off time, they put on shows like Fear of the Walking Dead.
Yes.
Which may be the worst show I've ever seen.
Wow. Wow. See, I think The Walking Dead...
I think it's like a parody of The Walking Dead or a satire, just not a good one.
Yeah.
At this point, like, it's just... So much on the Fear of the Walking Dead doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And they like to break some of the rules they established with The Walking Dead. And characters do some of the strangest things. Like, a couple weeks ago, a character died taking a selfie.
Jesus Christ.
This is, man, the zombie apocalypse, and somebody died taking a fucking selfie.
Ugh.
Like, that's how bad Fear of the Walking Dead is.
Yeah.
That just is one example. Here's another example. In the season finale, one of the characters was riding on a horse, and they're being surrounded by the walkers. And the walkers were pawing at him and ignoring the horse.
Oh, boy. Jesus Christ.
Remember the first episode of Walking Dead? Rick was riding that horse, and, like, he came around the corner, and they were all over him and the horse.
Yep, yep.
The only reason he got away is because they were getting the horse.
See, I always wondered why, like, if you were on a horse in the zombie apocalypse, like... What, like, take your chance and just fucking run right through the Walking Dead. You know what I mean? Like trample. Like, the horse will take care. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'll, yeah. I mean, it might go down, but there's a fucking...
Freak says I quit watching Fear long ago. Well, as long as Greg Nicotero makes these badass zombies, I'm still watching it. But it's had ups and downs. Like, a couple seasons ago, it had probably its best season. And then at the following season, they decide to scrap all of that and kind of start over with new characters and such. Yeah. And then from there, they've gone with just stupid bad guys and absurd story plots. And then this season, they've just ratcheted up the stupid.
Yeah. That's how I feel about The Walking Dead. Maybe that's why you revere The Walking Dead so much, is because Fear is even worse. So it, like, makes, like, The Walking Dead look so much better.
No. Fear's been up and down. It's been a roller coaster. So there have been good seasons and bad seasons, but this season it has been, look, you need to start over. Or the show needs to end, and maybe a new show.
Well, they are starting that new show.
I know they have another show coming out, but that's going to be based on the kids growing up in the zombie apocalypse. They're just going to keep doing that, and there's going to be the movies coming out and stuff like that. AMC's just living off of Walking Dead.
Yeah, pretty much. But, Freak, you forgot to mention this comment from Freak Break Man. He says Break had no friends, so he had to lure kids into the store to play Halo.
See that one. Yes, it's true. Who else is going to play with? Nobody else going to play with.
What'd you lure him in with? Like the old candy trick, or was it like different?
No, I'm not a pervert.
Oh. Freak said... Animals. Yeah, free rentals. I quit watching Fear long ago, but Walking Dead is back on Sunday. Ugh. Anyways, you know, that reminds me, Bernie wants to watch this. I got through, like, the first half of season 9. I just couldn't do it anymore, Break. Like, I was, like, so disappointed. Like, ugh. He also says Preacher was great. That's another show I need to watch, too, Preacher. I watched, like, the first, like, 3-4 episodes of season 1, and then I started watching other shit. But you mentioned Greg Nicotero, Breakman. Mm-hmm. You know what else he's doing? Creepshow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he is a creature master.
Yeah, yeah. So Creepshow episode 2 came out last night. I'm going to just do a really quick review on both of the like, it was one episode with two stories. That's kind of the format they're doing, and they're releasing it every week. Last night had, like, a werewolf story in it, like a World War II werewolf story, sort of like Dog Soldiers. Man, it's classic fucking creep show, man. It's just really fucking good. And then the second story was about a finger. Now, that story was a little bit weaker. It starred the guy... Did you ever watch Z Nation, Break?
No, I never saw him.
Okay. DJ Qualls, I don't know if you know who he is. He's this real skinny, gangly dude. He was in...
He was in Road Trip, right?
Yeah, Road Trip. Exactly. Okay. He was in the second one. He did a good job with that episode, and it was pretty good. It wasn't quite as good as the first episode or the first, like, story in that episode with the werewolves. But, man, it was good. The first episode had Jeffrey Combs as a Nazi, like, general or something. And it was pretty good. So, I mean, It's just classic Creepshow. If you like Creepshow 1 and 2, the movies, you're going to love the series. It's on Shudder. Highly recommend getting it. There's plenty more. There's like tons of movies and other stuff on Shudder, but man, Creepshow's really, really good. So I'm going to give it an 8.5 out of 10, mostly due to the fact the second story wasn't quite as good. I think that's going to be kind of the format going forwards. Like, one story is going to be really, really good, and the other story is going to be not as good, but still good. You know, and it's just the way it's going to be. Let's see. Talking about Fear of the Walking Dead with Dwight, and I don't know what's going on with that show, man. I haven't seen that.
They basically reset it last season because of, you know, there are some unpopular characters and stuff like that. So they brought in a bunch of new characters and kind of went down a new story. And this season, the biggest problem I've had with this season is they've tried to turn it into this lost footage reality show type thing, where they're taking videos of everything, they're interviewing people, they're like leaving tapes of their commercials saying like, we're here to help you and stuff like that. And it's just like, what the fuck am I watching?
Yeah, man.
You guys are in the fucking zombie apocalypse and you guys are making movies?
They're trying to make it like hip and cool for like the millennials or something is what it sounds like, break. So like with the selfies and then the found footage shit and the commercials and, you know, they're trying to make it hip. You know what I'm saying?
Well, at the end of the last season, they basically the group decided we're going to go around and help people. We're looking for people. So now they started this season out advertising that they're going around helping people. Or the second part of the season. The first part of the season, they went and built a plane. Do you know how to build a plane, Frank?
Yeah, I do it all the time. I think that's why the Boeing 747s kind of crashed, because they didn't do it like the final safety inspections after I got done with them. But, right. Yeah.
Okay, but do you know anybody else that can build planes?
No, no.
Well, in Fear the Walking Dead, apparently all of them just knew how to build a plane.
Oh, man.
Especially Al. Like, Al apparently is, like, their superwoman. Like, she knows how to do everything. Like, she's a mountain climber in one episode. She's the camera person. She's the one who shows up with a SWAT vehicle. Like,
well, I mean, you have to have a MacGyver for every show. You know what I'm saying? So maybe she's the MacGyver of the show. So, Freak Five says, what I think would be awesome is a clip show, kind of like in Living Color or Mad TV, only horror themed instead of comedy. I don't know how well that would work, Freak Five. I think
sounds kind of like maybe Scare Tactics or something.
No, the Scare Tactics is a little different.
Those are like skits. Is that what you're talking about, like a skit show?
Yeah, like kind of a skit show. But there was a show, I think it was called Hellevator, that they kind of tried something like that, and it didn't quite work. But I know what you're saying, Freak Five, but it I mean, it'd have to be developed.
Are you saying like short form horror stories? You mean is that what he's saying? Like a 2-minute horror story?
Maybe like that. I think that would work. I mean, there's been plenty
of he's saying. Okay,
so, yeah,
misunderstood.
I know how to make paper airplanes. Freak Five says, yeah, for sure. Also, I have a review. Remember last week I said I was going to go to the Ghost concert, and wow, we had really excellent tickets. Bernie and I were like lower bowl first row, but like right near the stage. Like, I have video, and like the video is good enough. Like, you can see like facial expressions, and it was super impressive. And Ghost puts on a heck of a show. I got pictures, I got vids, and I'll try to post those on my Twitter at Frank Branches if anybody's interested. It was an amazing, excellent concert. I didn't like the opening act very much, Nothing More. A lot of people did, but they just seemed like overly produced. And like, you know how like, you know, break band, like, have you ever been to a concert where you can tell that they mess with the voices a lot, like production wise, like they add like reverberation and like all those weird things that they do with voices and stuff. That's kind of what they did with the opening act. And I don't like that. I like to just hear the singers sing. You know what I mean? Like when you go to a Metallica concert, you just hear James singing, you know, you don't hear a lot of that. At least they hide it better, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. But Ghost was excellent. It was high production value as well. Like, there were a lot of, but it seemed seamless and integrated in a way that it didn't seem obtrusive. And it was a great concert. I give it a 10 out of 10. It's one of the best concerts I ever went to. I mean, nothing's going to beat the Pantera Sepultura Prong Red Rocks concert I went to. That's legendary. But it was a great show, and I highly recommend that if Ghost comes to your area this year, go and see them, because they're not touring in 2020. So make sure you get a chance to see them if they come close to your area. If you like rock music with kind of a gothic horror kind of vibe, they're a perfect band for you. And I highly recommend watching them. So 10 out of 10. Go check them out for sure. No Heiskapade this week, but I have a feeling, like, I have Heiskapades, but I'm going to hold them back, because there's there's some epic ones that I got to tell you guys, obviously involving Bernie. But let's move on to...
what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman. I know this is always your favorite part of the show.
Yeah.
Stinko.
Eating on stuff. Mine goes to this. I think a lot of politicians are just using what's happened in recent weeks as an excuse. This war on vaping. The people who have died, like, I think it's like 18 up to 18 right now, have been using illegal products.
Yes, 19. Up to 19.
None of them have been using like the store bought stuff, but this is still being used as an excuse as a complete war on vaping. And states in general are just banning it in whole. They did it in Ohio.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Breakman. Because it is, it's the illegal stuff. It's not the stuff that you're getting at the stores. Right. But there is lots. I looked into this a little bit. There's lots of studies to suggest that vaping is actually worse than smoking. Because
I don't disagree with any of that. But I'm saying, like, the people who are dying, they're using that as an excuse.
Right, I totally agree.
But I'm saying, like, this is another choice that's being completely taken out, and they're using, like Mike DeWine saying, this is stuff because of the flavors that's marketed to kids and stuff like that. And, like, I don't really know that many kids. I know adults, and adults love flavors.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous for them to say, like, you know, because you're an adult that you can't like cotton candy flavor or some shit like that, you know?
Yeah. I agree with you for the most part, for sure, Breakman. It's ridiculous to take away a choice, right? And the thing is, like, we look at it and 19 people, which is obviously tragic, right? 19 people using illegal things, but in comparison to firearms, like, it's not even fucking close. So why are we picking on vaping as opposed to doing something that's actually, like, I think in Vegas, what was it, 50 people that got slaughtered because of 54, fucking...
54, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it was the worst. It was the worst one in the history of the United States. Like, in that one sitting, that one shooting, there were 54 people that lost their lives because of a semi-automatic weapon. Mm-hmm. Like, why can't we do something about that? Like, now.
And one of, like, Mike DeWine's excuses is, like, this is about the kids. We're trying to protect kids.
Yeah.
Well,
what about guns?
Isn't that exactly what you're talking about, Frank?
Yes.
You're not just talking about protecting kids. You're talking about protecting everybody.
Yes. Like, and this emphasis on kids versus adults, like, why? Why, like, kids' lives are not worth more than adults' lives. Like, everybody's lives. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I don't know. It's just, it's so stupid. I agree with you 100%. Like, to ban vaping because, you know, you have somebody that used illegal products is absolutely fucking ridiculous. Like, smoking, if you want to really tackle another issue, what about smoking? Just ban cigarettes. How about that? Ban cigarettes. There you go. End of problem, right? Which, it's not going to work, because what happens when you ban something, Breakman?
Exactly. That's another point. When you ban something, people turn to illegal products.
Yes.
You create a black market.
Yes.
I mean, and we've talked about this stuff, how stupid the war on drugs is. And he's Freak's pointing out some of the – he said, ask a respiratory therapist about the effects of vaping. Google popcorn lung. Vaping
is
horrible.
How about
and
you
I
look
responded
up
with so is drinking.
Yeah, look up, I was going to say, look up cirrhosis of the liver and see if that doesn't change your mind on a few things.
One of the worst things we can possibly do to our bodies is drink, and it's perfectly legal.
Yep, yep, I totally agree. I mean, and now...
I'm drinking beer right now, it's delicious.
I'm not calling for a ban on drinking. We already know what's happened when that happened.
I just a ban on things in general. Like banning murder is completely different. You know, there are things that we need to be that need to be banned. But when it comes to a product that you're putting in your body, you're choosing to use, there are people that are going to do it even if you tell them no.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, the funny thing is, you bring up the war on drugs, Breakman. You know how much money we would save by stopping the war on drugs and, like, maybe making some more of those drugs legal?
I think as a country, yes. But I'm guessing – but there are a lot of people who make money by keeping drugs illegal. And those are big pharma, for instance.
Of course. Of course. That's the point I was trying to bring across.
The cigarette industry and alcohol industry does not want marijuana to be illegal.
No, they don't.
They don't, because it eats into their profits.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And luckily –
in fact, they teamed up together to help get marijuana banned in the first damn place.
Yes.
Back in the teens, I think.
Yes. Absolutely. I totally agree. Couldn't agree with you more, Breakman. Couldn't agree with you more. Any other stinkos of the week?
No. Just our culture of let's ban stuff instead of, you know, regulating, which, I mean, look, gambling is an addictive thing. It look what happened when we banned it, like sports gambling.
Yeah.
People are still gambling, right? You're making them, right. Turning people in, regular people into criminals because they're not going to stop.
You know, it's usually the Republicans that are so anti-regulation, man. It's like –
It was George W. Bush that banned the sports gambling in the country.
Yep, yep. I just don't understand it, man. Regulations are not necessarily a bad thing when it comes to products. You know what I mean? Like,
when there's something's regulated, for instance, the marijuana industry, you're getting quality marijuana, right? You're not getting like something sold off the corner, which could be paprika or it could be like an incesticide or something in a bag, and you wouldn't know.
Right. That's although I will say they use a lot of chemicals in the dispensary. They're required by law to put like every chemical that they use. And like for me, I grow my own. So you know what I use? Water. That's what I use. Water and sun. That's the only thing that my plants got. So, but yeah, I totally agree with you, Breakman. I don't think we've agreed on anything more than this particular subject. So, you know what else we both can agree on, Breakman?
I'm not gonna guess. Go ahead and tell me.
Eric being sick. That's one of my stinkos.
I thought we were on Sweetos.
No, we're on stinko. I didn't do my stinkos.
Oh. Well, why'd you say Eric's sick?
What? Because he's sick. That's my stinko.
I thought that was a Sweeto.
See, Eric, I just want you to know, Eric, I've been sticking up for you the entire show, and Breakman is the one that's talking shit. So
it's true.
I'm just saying.
It's true. Yeah. I've definitely been the one talking shit.
Yeah.
I have no reason to deny this.
So yeah, that's why he's
not here. You can't say anything to me,
right? He can't defend himself. So you know that's how it goes on the Grinders. Backstabbing Central RP Grinders. So you know
that's Trump type target. You're nowhere near me at the time. I can yell in the microphone at you.
Right. Also, you know who else has been sick? Breakman Bernie Sanders. He had a stent put in, which. At first, I was kind of freaking out, you know, and then the more I read about it, the more I'm like, he's going to be back up and running within probably a week.
He's already out tweeting like he's perfectly fine.
Yeah, yeah. So he's on the mend. He's better. So, and it's not like Bill Clinton had stents put in. And you know who else had stents put in their heart, Breakman? You'll be really shocked. Mick Jagger. Mick Jagger.
No, I knew that.
I did not know that, and I was like, "Wow, that dude has like tons of energy." So
that's why everybody was so shocked that he recovered so quickly, and how he's back to dancing and performing and singing and shit like that. Like most people couldn't do that.
Yeah. Well, those. I mean,
how the hell did he ingest so many drugs and so much alcohol and,
and survive?
Years later, like he can survive things like heart attacks, like nothing happened.
Yeah, it's modern medicine, man. That's for sure. And it also helps if you have the money to afford modern medicine.
That's true.
We all need. I really think that we need Medicare for all and just fuck private insurance.
We talked about how much the Stones charged per concert last week.
Oh,
yes.
Jagger
got money.
Yeah, for sure. All right, and then I have a final stinko break, man, and this goes out to Progressive Insurance. Fuck Progressive Insurance. You know how much I was paying for 6 months of their shitty insurance, like the minimum with a $500 deductible with no comprehensive coverage, and I did get uninsured motorist, thankfully. I paid $1,000 for 6 months worth of insurance. $1,000 on a 2008 Toyota Prius. And I was like, I wasn't like dissatisfied paying that because I know insurance is expensive and I figured all the insurance companies were going to kind of treat me that way anyways. What I did not expect is to put in a claim on somebody that sideswiped my car and didn't leave a note and didn't, you know, didn't stop, didn't try to find out what, you know. Of course not. Why would they do that? That's courtesy, right? So I went through hell getting this claim through, Brake Man. And let me tell you what the sequence of events. So my car gets hit in front of my house, like at night when I was sleeping. Didn't hear it.
Been there.
No witnesses, right? Nothing, you know. So I call, and this is basically 2 days after. No, it was a total of 3 days after I get the insurance, right? So I'm covered, right? The minute that you give them your credit card number and they, you know, put that hold on your card, you're supposed to be covered, right? So anyways, I call the insurance company and I tell them, well, you know, my car got sideswiped. You know, I think, you know, I don't know who did it. You know, what do I do from here? Well, we can't cover it unless you make a police report. So I'm like thinking about it. I'm like, okay, I'll do a police report and I'll call you back, right? So you get off the phone with them, go through the you know, call the non-emergency police number. They tell me to file online, which I did, gave them a description of everything that happened, et cetera, get a case number, et cetera, right? Then I go back to Progressive and, you know, give them all the information and all that. And they're like, okay, well, you know, when was this car purchased? And I'm like, I told them the date, you know, when did you get insurance with us? And I told them, and I was like, well, I think this is overlap coverage with the other person. So we're going to have to talk to the previous owner. And I'm like, I bought this car off of fucking Craigslist. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, track down the previous? I don't even remember where this fucking guy lives. You know what I mean?
How long ago did you buy the car?
It was like basically a month ago. Like, this has all been within like a month's time, Brake Man. Like, it's crazy. I buy the car on, what was it? Like a Monday, and like by Wednesday it got hit, right?
Jesus.
But I already, yeah, it's close to the date. So then I haggle with him and I give him everything. Well, we're going to need pictures before the accident and after the accident. And yeah, I mean, they're wanting everything but my shoe size, right? So I give him all that information. And a week later, you know, I still don't hear anything. So I call him back and I'm like, you know, what's going on? Like, what, you know, can I get my car fixed? Like, what, you know, what's going on here? And they're like, well, we can't get the metadata off of your photos, so we're going to have you contact the previous owner to get his photos. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? How about you guys go talk to the previous owner and you get him from, cuz I like, and they're like, well, is the
you're paying them, aren't you?
Yes, I'm paying them.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it sounds like yes, that maybe they should do some work.
Right. Exactly. So basically, what's going on here, Brakeman? If you can't kind of read between the lines, is they're not believing me. They're thinking that this is an insurance fraud case, that I just colluded with the other owner to somehow make money off of this, right?
Gotcha.
Which it's laughable, and I'll tell you why in a minute. So I go through all of that and I call the rep back and she's like, okay, I think everything looks okay. I just got to talk to my supervisor about one more thing and then we should be able to get you payment. and, you know, or if you want to get the car fixed, right? So I'm like, okay. I wait another week, right? And I called back because I hadn't heard anything. And they're like, oh, that we took that to a different department. And I'm like, you took it to a different department. What does that mean? Oh, they'll call you. So I'm like, well, when? You know, I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Wait by the fucking phone while you guys dilly-dally and you know, him and ha over this? Like, what is the deal? I just want my shit fixed, you know? And they did ask me. They're like, well, do you want payment or do you want your car fixed? I'm like, I want my car fixed. Like, I just bought this fucking car. You know, it's just, it's newer car to me. It was in pristine condition before, and now it's got a big old dent on the side. I want it fucking fixed. So anyways, I wait for that person to call, and this is from, like, I'm guessing their fraud department, but they call it something different. And they're like, well, it looks like, why is it that this is your car, but your girlfriend's name is on the policy as the policy holder? And I'm like, because I don't have a license and she's the one that drives it. I bought the car with my money. So what's the problem? You know, there should be no problem there. Well, that's kind of shady. I'm like, what do you mean it's kind of shady? I bought the car. My girlfriend is the one that drives the car. So, of course, she's going to be the one on the policy. And I paid for the insurance. So you guys took it out of my account. You guys knew about this before anything. And when I talked to your rep, I did all of this. You know, I told you, I was upfront and honest with you guys. I don't have a license at the moment. You know, my girlfriend's going to be driving it. It's my car. I bought it, but I'm also going to be paying for the insurance. You guys didn't have a problem taking the $1,000 out of my account. And then so she goes, well, we need to prove that money was taken out of your account. So you're going to have to call the bank and have me on the line so that you could, you know, verify it. I said I already – and I had already done this twice before, called my bank to give them verification that the money was taken out of my account. And so I'm like, how many more times am I going to have to do this? I've already done it twice. Well, you're going to have to do it again. Like, she's just getting real snooty, you know. So I do that again, and of course the money is gone out of my account, verified by my bank through a rep. And then I get later on, like after that phone call, I get an email saying that they need a copy of my bank statement with that information. I'm like, what the fuck more do you need? I said, I'm not willing to give you my account number if that's what you want. So if you want me to give you something, and they're like, well, no, we don't want your account number, just the screenshot of, you know, the portion where the money was taken out. I was like, were you not on the fucking phone call? Like, what world are we living in? You know what I mean? So then later on I get another email.
We're living in a world where we're forced to have auto insurance. Well, at least in Ohio we're forced to have auto insurance.
Yeah, it's that
and,
way.
Auto insurance is usually crap.
Yeah, it is. It's total crap. And Progressive is the worst of the worst. And I'll tell you why even more in a second. So anyways, I get another email saying that they need my phone records to prove that I was texting with the previous owner about the car and calling. I'm like, how intrusive is this? So finally, I call him back and I say, look, I'm going to give you this, but I'm not going to give you my account number or anything like that, just a screenshot. But this is the final thing I'm giving you. I'm not giving you anything else, you know. So after all of that, right, I say, I really want the car fixed. And they're like, well, you know, we're going to send you, you know, you have to go through this app and you have to take pictures and we'll give you an estimate. So I go through all of that. And you know how much they wanted to pay me, Brakeman, after all that? $1,300 minus a $500 deductible. So that's $2,800, right? So I'm like, that seems a little low to me. So I'm like, just in case I need to go get an estimate, right? So I go get an estimate after telling them, and guess how much the estimate came out to? Just an estimate from a collision company, Brake.
$3,500.
Close. It was $3,000. And that's just like the overview estimate, $3,000. So I'm like, what the fuck with this company, man? Progressive is the worst fucking insurance ever. So I'm just – now I don't know what to do because I called a different insurance company today because – oh, here's the other thing. I got a cancellation notice. that they were canceling the underwriters are canceling the policy because we didn't give them enough information. And I'm like,
of course.
So immediately I'm like, I called this company. It was, I just happened to get like, I go through a credit union. So I called, it was like one of those invitations to get car insurance. And I usually think that all that shit is bullshit, right? So just on a whim, I called it. Guess how much I'm paying now with better insurance with less deductible and roadside assistance?
$750?
Try $900 for the entire year. So not 6 months, entire year. $905. And that includes all the insurance I had before plus comprehensive coverage. So if somebody steals my car and wrecks it, it's covered. And I get roadside assistance. So, which I know is not a huge deal, but man, I was like, holy fuck, what more do you have to do to get more money out of people than what Progressive is doing? So in front of me, now I got a choice, Brake Man. Do I take, and maybe this is a question for the audience and you, Brake, do I take it to get it fixed and make them pay more money? Because it's obviously going to cost more money than $1,300. I didn't cash this check that I'm looking at. So should I take it to get it fixed, or should I just cash this $1,300 check?
I would get my car fixed personally, yeah. But I don't, I mean, you can ask other people, but like if I get my, car fixed, I'd get my car fixed.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's not like a huge dent that's the worst thing in the world, mm-hmm. but it's definitely noticeable, and it didn't affect the way that it drives at all. But still, like, I'm inclined to think what you're thinking, Brake Man. That's why I told them from the beginning, like, I'm going to get my car fixed. Like, that's, I mean, I think I agree with you, Brake Man. But let's put it out to the audience. What should I do? Should I just cash this lowly check from Progressive? Or should I just go get it fixed and stick it to Progressive for the rest of the fucking bill? And that's what I'm leaning towards, is getting the car fixed. So, yeah, $3,000 estimate, rough estimate. So, I don't know. That was just, I think Progressive Insurance just fucking sucks, Brake Man.
Gotcha.
But anyways, now I'm paying half the price for more insurance. And the deductible went from $500 down to $250. So, go figure. I don't know what the fuck Progressive is thinking. So, there you go. All right, let's move on. I think we should move on to happier subjects, okay. Brake Man.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
Okay, sweet of the week, Brake Man, what you got?
What was my sweet of last week?
I don't remember, Brake Man.
Let me go back in. It was last week, it's that the Jolly Orange Giant is finally facing impeachment after the news of a whistleblower coming out.
Yes.
Well, week two after our first whistleblower came out, we've got another whistleblower.
The dam is starting to break. Can you tell, Blake?
Yes, things around him are definitely starting to crumble. And when people start hearing these things, like they're gonna have to stop denying it. I mean, his supporters are gonna support him no matter what.
Right.
Screw those people. We gotta get everybody else who's not voting and stuff to get them out and get them the vote to say, listen, like we can't have a guy in here who's saying fuck the law, who's threatening the lives of civilians and people, like revealing the names of spies to foreign enemies and shit. Like, come on.
Right.
But the latest whistleblower is over his taxes.
Oof. So, I love it.
Apparently, there have been people trying to hide his taxes, which we all knew.
Right.
But now there's been, you know.
Well, wasn't it Mnuchin that just defied the order to hand over the fucking taxes, period? Like,
yes.
Why is he not in jail right now?
Like, I'm guessing because Pelosi's weak, because they can order a specific, who is it they order? They can order people to arrest them.
Yeah, the sergeant at arms in the
thank you.
In the House of Representatives can go arrest anybody that they want as long as it's
– I can't remember her name.
Yeah, the sergeant – Mnuchin should be in jail right now until he gives Congress what they need, but whatever. So, yeah, I agree with you, man. Another whistleblower with taxes this time, right?
Yep.
Any details on that, or has that kind of...
Let me see here. I'm looking at an article right now. The whistleblowing complaint was filed in July because privacy laws surrounding and release of tax returns, no other information is available. That's basically it.
So, yeah. So, and, you know, my guess is the Democrats aren't going to push on that, man. Like, Pelosi's already said, like, the only thing that they're going to go for impeachment for is the Ukraine thing. I think they should do everything in the impeachment.
Well, this is going to have to tie into it because this is another whistleblower. They have no choice but to treat it like a whistleblower.
Good. I hope so. And I hope they do get those taxes because those taxes, I guarantee, aren't kosher.
Oh, I guarantee. His taxes are enough to probably get him in jail.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
He screwed the system for year after year after year. We all know this, and his supporters know it, but they don't care because they're like, yeah, screw the government.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's screwing us, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Break he's screwing it. Us. He's screwing people around the world. Like, he's just – he is – him and his family are profiting. Yeah. On while we suffer.
You know,
like, well, everybody's got jobs. Well, have you had a pay raise recently? Because I haven't.
Right. Well, here's the thing, Brakeman. I said this a long time ago, and I'll reiterate it here. Basically, Trump is one of the worst human beings that you could possibly come across, and I'll tell you why. You know the Central Park Five, right? You know that whole story about how they were wrongly convicted of a crime and they were completely innocent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even after finding out that these people were completely innocent, he wanted them to die. He wanted them to be executed. And I'm like, why? Because of the color of their skin? Like, what is your deal, dude? This guy is not good. He's never been good. He's bankrupted.
Or what about what he did on 9/11, how he had him and 100 of his employees out there, like, helping people, and he was showing them around, or, like, pointing them around, and they were all helping and stuff like that. And he reiterated that again on 9/11, which was just last month.
Yeah, or the fact that he called into a radio show and said that now
that's what he was actually doing on 9/11.
Right. He was gleefully
– about his towers.
Yep, gleefully bragging that his tower was the tallest now that the Trade Center towers were down. It's like,
and now he keeps perpetuating the lie that he was out helping people and employees helping people and stuff.
Bullshit.
These are lies. There's no proof. There's no evidence of that. And you know, like with that guy, like there would have been cameras around if he was out there helping people.
Yeah. Oh man. All right, break. Any other sweetos you got?
No. Like this. His house of cards is crumbling. They've got to do something. Like, do we just have – I just got to hope, like, the Republican Party, like, they just finally catch their balls or find their spines or whatever, you know, whatever the problem is.
There's rumbling.
Like, because there are some – you know, there are a lot of them. I shouldn't say a lot. But we know there are some of them that just are like, I fucking hate this guy. I hate this shit. But they're, like, going along with their party.
Yeah. It should never be about that. It should always be country before
party. And that's what I'm hoping those people finally have, like, a, you know, with him basically committing treason on live television, which is another, should be another sweeto too. Like, him not only saying these phone calls are real, admitting it, and then doubling down by asking China to get you that stuff for him.
Like, at the very least, it's a comedy show, Brakeman. That's how I have to look at it now, because, like he probably won't get anything in the end. Like, you know what I mean? Other than getting voted out, which would actually be kind of cool to see him voted out, but... I just I don't know. For some reason, I think he's going to weasel his way out of all of this. I don't know how, but he's horrible. He's horrible. He's a horrible human being.
One of the things that's happening to him is his support is dwindling. And I don't mean like his followers, you know, his loyal Trumpsters and that. I mean like his administration support. Like people are leaving left and right, and they've been doing it since the beginning. Now, you know who's in charge of his impeachment defenses? Kushner.
Oh boy, are you
and
serious?
And Mulvaney, because that's all he has left.
Jesus Christ,
he's losing support left and right. Like, he's going to go down. Like, look at Rudy Giuliani. Like, Rudy Giuliani is going to get him like killed.
That's another freak show, man. Like, seriously. Freak 5 is back in chat. He says, I was driving, so some comments. He said, Frank, they canceled your policy? Did they give you back your unused premium? I called them today, Freak Five, but since Bernie is the one that's technically on the policy, even though I paid for it, I did ask them that question. They said, yes, if there's any, you know, like if there's prorated money to be given back, they'll be giving it back to me. So, yeah, I had it for a month. I should be getting 5 months back. And that's what I'm hoping. So, you know, so that way it becomes a wash, which... The other question, Freak Five, I don't know if you heard me, like should I'm leaning towards getting my car fixed because it's gonna cost more money, but I'm wondering if you hear any music in the background, this is my dad singing his ass off. He's a world class singer and I, you know, can't stop him once he starts. But anyways, should I cash the check or should I get it fixed? I'm leaning towards getting it fixed, basically, Freak Five, just to make them pay more money. So, I'm sorry, Break. Anything else on your Sweetos?
No, that's enough.
Real quickly, my Sweetos are as follows. Like Bernie bought me some new hats, so I got a couple of Friday the 13th hats since it's October, I guess, and they're really fucking cool. And I also got a Nightmare on Elm Street hat that's really cool. So, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. my pot smoke got into my dad's room. Yeah, pretty much, man. No. Freak Five says, I used to have a futon. When I bought it, they sold me a warranty and told me if it broke, they had someone who could come out and fix it. Oh, boy. I got to hear the rest of that story. Yeah. And then real quickly, I mentioned it earlier, but I'm waiting on getting permission for new music for the intro and outro for the show. So hopefully I'll have that this week. And then I could make a new intro and outro for next week. So be something to look forward to. Let's see. It broke during sex because of course it did, Freak Five. And then when he called, they told me they didn't have anyone in the area that could fix it. So did they give you your money back? Jesus Christ, wow. Man. God damn it.
Fucking wow, insult. I'd never heard anything like that before in my life. they'll come out and fix it for you, like a futon.
I know, a futon, huh? The guy in the store blatantly lied. That happens all the time.
You know what? That actually does remind me. When I worked in sales, I did work with one guy who just blatantly lied to people, and he got fired pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Because he was lying to people. But yeah, he would say shit like, "Oh yeah, you get something happens to it, we'll give you a new one."
Oh, and Jesus
stuff
Christ!
Like that, like, and just like, no, dude, like, we'll fix it for you. We'll take it in, we'll send it to our shop and stuff, but we're not just gonna give him a new one.
Yeah,
I mean, this sounds like that kind of guy. Like, he was just promised them the world if they would ask him something like, "Well, you know, what if I take it in the bathroom and I get water on it? Oh, we'll take care of that. That's no big deal, you know." Or, what if I plug the TV into my car outlet and I'm driving with it? Is that cool? You know, if it breaks my car, will you take care of that? Oh, yeah, we'll fix your car too.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. Yeah.
And the reason he was doing it's because they paid us for selling warranties.
Oh,
so
I see.
I'm guaranteeing you that guy was getting paid to sell the warranties.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you bought a warranty with it, right?
Commissions, yeah.
The futon, yeah, he's getting commission off of it.
Yeah,
but so are the rest of us, and we, you know, it's just like, that's not something you do, man.
Right.
Like, you're trying to earn these people's trust, and if something comes up, they're gonna want to come back to you.
You know,
and stuff.
You know, Brakeman, that brings up a good point. Maybe we can
all look terrible.
Yeah,
it was great when he got fired.
Yeah, it brings up a good point. Like, I hate it when people bring up the quote unquote olden days, like back in my day, blah, 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 right? I hate that type of rhetoric because it never makes any sense. Like, I think right now is the best time to ever live because of the modern amenities that we have, right? I mean, you can make an argument.
Not modern medicine alone.
Modern medicine, you know, a plethora of things, right? Like, cars have progressed, airplanes. You know, you could make an argument that now is a better time to live than any time in our history. So, yes, times were simpler way back when, but times were also more violent. Like, when I hear people say things like, "Oh man, how cool would it be to live in the old West days?" And I'm like, no, it wouldn't. Like, I'd have none of the modern amenities and I could get shot with no repercussions for somebody. Now, that would...
When anybody says something like that, I just think of Back to the Future 3. Remember that scene where he's in their house and they're like, "You want something to drink? Here's some water." And he hands them a glass of this... yellow thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it would be like. Like, they don't have, like, our water. Like, the water back then would probably be toxic to us.
Yep. So, my point is, like, I hate all that talk, but one thing that I do see different from back in the day to now, Breakman, is ethics. Like the amount of, like, people that are unethical when it comes to things like what you were talking about. Like, when they know that they can get ahead by, you know, saying a white lie or, you know, stuff like that. Like it's ethics. Ethics, I think, is the biggest difference between then and now. Let's see. Freak5 in chat says, I got the price of the futon back, and when I asked about the warranty, they told me if it was car insurance, it wouldn't cover my new car if my old car was totaled. I said, yeah, but if I paid for 5 years of insurance on my car and it was totaled after 3 months, I would get all but 3 months of the insurance back. Yeah, that's exactly right. They do have, like, no lemon policies that I like. Like, Best Buy used to sell, like, a warranty on, like, TVs, and I always used to get that because, like, do you remember those old, like, Samsung, like, projection, like, I can't remember what they called them.
Yes, I used to sell TVs like that, the huge projection.
Yes, yes, like, I can't remember what they called those, but they were a different kind of TV, but I got the lemon policy on that because that thing would break down all the time, so I would just have them come out and fix it, and then after three times, they would just give me a new TV, and I did that like two or three times before they were like, okay, you need to pick a different TV. So,
I got a question for a Freak. Is it where did he buy it? Did he get this at a big chain like Best Buy, or was this like a small place? You know,
I'm guessing small place. That's my guess.
Yeah, like you definitely can't buy a warranty from a place like that.
Yeah. All right, Breakman, I have a free-for-all for us this week. It's a free-for-all. All right, this is it's kind of like a seasonal question, Breakman. Like, what is your favorite season / holiday, and why?
Let me say my least favorite seasons. My least favorite season's winter. I can't stand winter. So I hate cold and all that shit. My second least favorite season is pumpkin spice season.
How dare you? How dare you?
Why do you like pumpkin spice? It is an evil incarnate. It is evil incarnate.
It is not. It is it's heaven evil on earth is what it's pumpkin evil spice is.
It's a terrible invention designed to mind control the population.
Okay.
I think I read that on Breitbart.
I couldn't disagree with you more, Breakman. My favorite time of the year is right fucking now. October and fall is my favorite fucking time of the year because of fucking Halloween. Halloween is my absolute favorite holiday. And I have many reasons. Obviously, scary movies. I'm into horror movies and, you know, the whole horror vibe and whatnot. But
I love Halloween. I quite enjoy it and stuff like that. Yeah. I'm not talking about like the October season of Halloween. I'm talking about pumpkin spice. Like
pumpkin spice is two different things. No, pumpkin spice no. No, you can conflate them in the same thing, because when does pumpkin spice come out? Usually October 1st, you son of a bitch.
But then it lingers and it goes into November, and then December it's still fucking there.
It's pumpkin spice is great, man. Everything pumpkin is good. Pumpkin pie is my favorite. I love it. Pumpkin I love pumpkin spice and pumpkin. I love
pie,
it.
But
it,
sweet potato pie are good.
Yeah, pumpkin is great. But anyways, the reason that Halloween is my absolute favorite holiday, aside from the aesthetic, like the horror aesthetic and all the haunted houses and the horror movies and the music and all that type of stuff, it's because Halloween is the only holiday where complete strangers give away candy or presents to other people.
And it's the only one. Have to wear a costume for the first time all year.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's a plus, you know. So that's the reason why it's my favorite holiday. You can't even say that about Christmas, because Christmas is all about, you know, capitalism and stuffing your face and –
That is pretty damn good. You know, according to Freak, he was listening to some podcast, and they said someone was talking about how bad pumpkin spice is. He said they said, you know what they do with flavors that taste good? They sell it all year.
How dare you, Freak Five, you son of a bitch, for bringing that up. But I agree. Like, no, because in this case, this is the one exception. It is because it is so great that they only want to sell it at that particular point of the year because it's so synonymous with the times. Like, pumpkin spice is I can't imagine.
It's because it's the only time of the year morons will buy it.
How dare you? Exiled, Breakman, you son of a bitch. God damn it, man. I'm walking off this show.
Taste buds are defunct.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. I'm walking off, man.
You probably burned them on pumpkin spice.
I'm going to fucking get a job as a security guard or something. Get off this show, man. What's
wrong? Sweet job sitting around playing Game Boy all day.
Game Boy, what is this, the fucking 80s, man? Oh, man. So, okay, so your least favorite is obviously winter and fall. What's your favorite? Summer?
I love summer. I love the warmth and the just being able to, you know, I sum up is I prefer the sweat rather than shiver. You know, I don't like shivering, but I'm fine with sweating. I'd rather sweat.
You know, I think it's where you live too, Breakman, because like the winters here, like it gets cold here, but it's like mild. Like since we're higher in altitude, like the sun beats down on you anyways, and it feels warmer than what it is. You know what I mean? I was talking to Bernie about this the other day. Like it could be like 35 degrees here and I'd be fine as long as the sun is out. If the sun's not out, then it's a little chilly. You know what I mean? Plus, I think the snow acts differently where you are as opposed to where I'm at. Because like where you are in Ohio, like I think the snow just stays there. You know what I mean? Like if it's...
No, if it's... the snow will stay there if there's no sun. If the sun's out, even if it's below freezing, it'll melt. Like the sun melts the snow no matter what. But the problem is we'll go like days, weeks, months without the sun coming out because it's fucking winter.
See, that's the difference here. Like the sun, we have more hours of daylight than San Diego. Like it's weird.
We usually just don't have a problem with like snow really lingering that long.
Yeah,
where I am anyway. I think it's probably more in like New York or Indiana. Yeah.
Well, like Iowa,
Kentucky. I mean, like Cleveland, places in northern Ohio. See, I'm in southern Ohio, so
okay.
Maybe that's why it's different for me.
Yeah, I guess, man. But like, I don't know. I just always thought of East being a little bit colder. But I think you made the good point. Like the sun's not out there as much as it is here. Like here, like you can almost expect it to be sunny almost every day of the year. So it's like really weird. But my favorite's definitely fall. I'm not a big fan of winter, but here it's not so bad because if it snows one day, usually the next day the snow is melted and gone. You know, it's not a big deal. People think like in Denver and in Colorado, like we're in 6 feet of snow all the time. It's just not true. Like maybe in the mountains, but not here. Not at all, but all right. Let's see. Freak Fight says, I bet it's only sold this time of the year because the people who like it don't buy enough the rest of the year. So take that, Breakman.
They're like, the people that like it are seasonal drinkers, the hipsters and stuff like that. You know, like they the people that have to have like peppermint during like Christmas season and like you have to have lemonade during the summer and like specific seasons for specific things.
Yeah, it's like drinking Blue Moon in the summer here. That's like a rite of passage, you know. You have to drink Blue Moon. But all right, Breakman, I think that does it for this edition of RP Grinders. Let's do our plugs, man. What you got?
Oh, I have a plug.
I don't know. Do you? Cowbell maybe? I don't know.
Oh, cowbell. I have cowbell.
What does Cowbell want to plug?
Cowbell wants to plug Mrs. Cowbell.
Oh, ooh, wow. Sexy time
later. I mean,
later.
I assume this is... you know what? I shouldn't go ahead assuming this
it's
is
a family show. It's a family show, Breakman.
Maybe it's a lesbian cowbell.
Lesbian cowbells, man. All right, what do you want to plug, man?
You can follow me at @break_man on Twitter and at RP Grinders on Twitter.
You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches if you want to see the pictures I took of the Ghost concert or the videos that I put out. I took short videos. I didn't want to be that guy that like recorded the entire concert. You know what I mean? So I just took short videos. But follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. Follow Eric on Twitter at EricRPG. Send Eric some love. He wasn't feeling good this week. You know, go to his Patreon.
Oh, yeah, and go. Yeah, I was going to say go to his Patreon.
Yeah, go to Eric's Patreon. Search Eric Kelly. He's writing reviews, etc. And send him some love there too.
I didn't mean to interrupt. Oh, sorry.
No, it's all good. Yeah, right, son of a bitch. Thanks to everybody in chat. Angel Light, Freak 5 was in there, Commander Root, Lurk. Special shout out to Wyland, who sent us in that update on the pricing of the stick, the fighting stick, so the Neo Geo. Yes,
Neo Geo fighting stick, which definitely, if you're a fan of like Neo Geo fighting arcade games in the 90s, like you know, anybody play fighting games, then it sounds like a reasonable price to me.
Yeah, there was somebody else in chat. I forgot who was in there.
If you have friends, you make them buy their controllers.
Yeah, I also want to plug my dad singing. Who's singing in the background the entire show? It's awesome.
And his contact high.
Yeah, actually, no, man. Like I don't smoke in the house at all. So, let's see.
Left the windows open.
Yeah. There you go.
You're on the side of the house, like oh, man.
The windows open, like the secondhand smoke just comes in and he bakes out. That's awesome, man.
Hungry all of a sudden.
Yeah. A special shout out to all the archive listeners out there. Thank you guys so much on Twitch. Twitch is, you'd be surprised, man. We have like a lot of views on Twitch. I was really, really surprised. Really? So, yeah.
That's cool. Freak makes a good point. I've always thought this too. He said, I think seasonal foods and drinks are the way because of harvest time for different foods, which is like, you know, pumpkin. This is pumpkin.
Exactly.
Season. And it just became tradition since then. And that's why I'm saying like a lot of the pumpkin spice people, it's just, they do it more out of tradition, I think, than that it's actually good.
If they sold pumpkin spice all year, I'd be okay with that.
I think you'd be in the small minority of people that would.
I think you're a son of a bitch. How about that?
Would, but I think it would be like this really small niche.
How dare you, man? How dare you? Pumpkin pie could be sold year round, and I would fucking eat it, man.
That would be true. There are a lot of people. Oh,
yeah. Okay, I think that's it for this show. Anything else, Breakman?
Yeah. Don't drink pumpkin spice. Don't eat pumpkin spice. You know, it's a government conspiracy. They're trying to infect your brain with the pumpkin spice.
All right. Everything that Breakman said, do the opposite. That's what I'm gonna say.
But I was just gonna suggest they get these hats, not tinfoil, Jesus. That's stupid. Aluminum foil.
Obviously. Oh God. Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody, listening. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week, and hopefully Eric will be back. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. Cowbell. This might be the last time for this outro music.
Dun, dun, dun.
Cowbell. Cowbell.
If pumpkin spice was a spice girl, I might eat her.